Phone Boy Speaks, episode 568, wrong number.
A few of you noticed that Phone Boy Speaks, episode 568, came out already. Well, it didn't come out already. I just happened to make an error when I typed in the title of the podcast. It happens from time to time. It was only on the feed that way for about 10 minutes, but various podcatchers picked it up and it probably had the wrong information. Now there's a couple ways that podcast apps can do this. Number one, they can do it on their own, or they can use a centralized service, and it depends on which podcast app you use. Now, I got into a debate with Scott Wilsey about the whole central, whether podcast apps should use a centralized service to put down information about feeds, or if the app should fetch the feeds directly. Now, I tend to be, just because I'm a tech douchebag and I want to make sure I have the absolute latest information and the amount of data that's involved is not that much, I prefer being able to fetch the podcast feed directly from the app itself. And yes, I realize the refresh is slower, but with background, with that happening in the background, it really doesn't matter that much. I mean, I still have pretty fresh podcasts on my device when I'm ready to listen to them. So I think it's, for me, that's better. And, the problem with centralized services is that sometimes this information gets updated and sometimes the feed location updates. And if the centralized sync server isn't aware of that change, even though there's plenty of ways it could be made aware, that's a problem, right? Is that you're not only getting the freshest information, you're not getting, at some point when the feed goes away, like what happened with No Agenda, when they switched from Mevio to another place. And by the way, they did it 2 years ago. podcast listeners, they stopped being able to listen because the centralized service isn't downloading the episodes. And most people won't ask and figure out why. They'll just go, maybe they've stopped producing or whatever. I mean, because, a lot of people listen to, that listen to podcasts, listen to, maybe more than they could potentially listen to. So they may not notice it for a while. But anyway, I think, as I say, for me, having the app download the podcast is much better because I know I'm getting the right information. But even with that, right, is that if the app was fetching it itself and happened to fetch it at the wrong time, it may not realize that some of the information is updated. And in fact, I know in iCatcher, which is my app of choice, you can do a refresh feed or something and it actually rereads the feed rather than just shows you the new items, which is what it usually does. So anyway, this is the correct episode 568. The King of Pain episode is actually 567. It's correct on the website. It's correct on the feed now, but maybe you have it cached somewhere. And this is just, these kinds of things happen. I'm a one-man band here and most of the time I get it right, but I make mistakes. So, wrong number for me, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.